Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treboiser.
And welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary.
Every week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world.
And today our special guest is Sue Gould.
Welcome, Sue.
Hi, thank you so much.
Now, Sue, you are involved in the fight against child abuse. What's the name of your organization?
We are the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse in Dutchess County.
And coming up in April is the special month devoted to the prevention of child abuse. Of course, anyone of good faith and who's been a parent like us feels that this should be happening 12 months a year. But there's a special month next month in April called what?
Child Abuse Prevention Month.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your organization.
The Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse has been around since the early 70s. We started out as a grassroots organization, have worked our way through several iterations, and are incorporated. We now...
Are you a 501c3?
We are a 501c3. Yes, we are.
And are you funded by the town? How is your funding work? Just out of, I had no idea that you were your own separate entity.
We're an independent.
Okay.
We're an independent not-for-profit. We are funded by the state, by the county, some federal money. We have local foundations, local grants, international grants, national grants, and most importantly, the kindness of individuals in the community.
So you must have many volunteers.
We have a lot of volunteers, can always use more.
Okay. And you are actually, we don't want to leave this out, you are actually the executive director.
Yes, I am.
So that means you're in-house every day, except when you're out doing fun things like Radio Rotary.
Yes, I'm in, I'm out. I'm very big on networking and community outreach. So, yes, you'll see me in and out every day.
Great.
Now, as someone who's spent his entire adult life in the criminal justice system in a variety of posts, I have seen the horrors of child abuse. How big a problem is it today compared to, say, the past?
It's exponentially worse. And I can tell you, as I was sharing with some other folks just a few minutes ago, that the worse the economy becomes, the more severe child abuse becomes.
People are taking their frustrations out on the little ones?
They take it out on people who can't defend themselves. Mm. They take it out on children. They take it out on their spouses. And they take it out on animals. It's a very, very severe problem.
And what kind of thing does your organization do to combat this?
We have many programs. We try to, I hate to use the word attack, but we educate, we advocate, we have programs on many different levels. Just for instance, we deal with the school systems. We are in most of the schools in Dutchess County. We help children, the younger age children, teaching them that they're the boss of their body. It's good touch. It's bad touch. We work with puppets. We work with skits. We have videos, anything we can to help the children know that it's all right to be able to say somebody is treating me the way they shouldn't.
Now, can we talk a little bit about how you partner with the schools? How that works?
The schools are mandated to have this education within the system, and we provide this free of charge to the schools because we're trained and we're certified in these programs. So what we do is we work with the various school districts, the superintendents, the principals. Many times we have more demand than we can actually.
So your office is actually located in Poughkeepsie in the city, but
right.
And what counties, what townships do you serve very specifically?
All of Dutchess County.
The entire county.
As much as we can. And we may serve different schools at different times. We're not necessarily in the same schools every year, but it's all of Dutchess County.
And it's not just the schools. Your services.
Oh, absolutely. We were just talking about this one program. We deal with the teens, for instance, Teen Life Connections program. We deal with issues that affect bullying, self-esteem, the ability to make decisions right from wrong. And there we're in the middle schools as well as the high schools, but we're also in probation. So, you know, we're attacking this on many different fronts.
Sue Gould of the Center for Prevention of Child Abuse, you're talking about some of these educational programs. Let's say that there's a parent or a teacher who's listening in today to this program. program and wants to tap into the vast resources that you offer, how can they contact you? And folks, get a pencil and paper because we will repeat this later in the broadcast.
They can call us at area code 845-454-0595 or our website, www.preventchildabusedutchess.org. Or stop by our office. We're at the corner of Grand and Hooker Avenue. We're in the meeting house. Well, I should say we're in the parsonage of the Friends Meeting House, directly next door to Creeker School.
And what's your office hours there?
Technically 9 to 5, but that really doesn't mean anything.
And why don't you repeat the phone number and the website really quickly?
845-454-0595. And our website is www.preventchildabusedutchess.org.
And you can just come to your office directly or come to the center, can't you? Just walk in the front door?
Absolutely. Come in the front door, come in the back door. You're welcome anytime. We have many people that do that. People bring in donations. They bring in toys. They bring in child friendly articles. They bring in clothes for children. And a lot of times people don't know who they are. We just kind of stop in, and once they get to know us, they love us.
Now, let me ask you, Sue, about your educational programs. You're talking about going into the schools. Where else will you go to educate people about the horrors of child abuse and how to prevent it?
We'll go to community meetings. We go to PTA meetings. I speak at Rotaries.
Rotaries. Absolutely.
I speak at as many Rotaries or any other civic organizations. We get many, many requests. I go to many events within the Hudson Valley and always take the opportunity to speak about our organization.
Now, Sue, how did you get involved with this? Because I know that your professional background has not been limited just to this particular cause.
I was the consummate volunteer when I was in corporate America. And when I retired, one of the boards that I served on, was fortunate enough to serve on, was the Centers Board. When the position became available, it was suggested that I apply for this. And I thought, I don't know anything about not-for-profits. I mean, I know how to be a good board member. I know how to fundraise, but this is not my strong suit. So I was encouraged to apply, and by the grace of God, I was named.
So you threw your hat in the ring, huh?
I did. I threw it in. I threw it in at the very last minute because I thought, oh, there's no way they'll consider me. But I was very fortunate.
Let me remind our listeners, they're in Radio Rotary right here on the Hudson Valley Radio Network. This is Jonah Treboiser. My co-host is Sarah O'Connell. Our guest is Sue Gould of the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse in Poughkeepsie, New York. And Sue, let me ask you this question. You know, if you look at the history of child protective services, it was sort of an afterthought. You had the Societies for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and they used that structure to later on have Societies for Prevention of Cruelty to Children as an afterthought. Now, you've talked about your educational aspects of your organization. Do you have enforcement powers? Do you assist the courts in prepping children for testimony? How do you get involved in the enforcement arena, if at all?
Good question. Another program that's under our umbrella is the Child Advocacy Center. Actually, ours was the first in New York State. The Child Advocacy Center is made up of law enforcement individuals and child protective service workers they are assigned specifically to our center. And yes, law enforcement is involved at every stage, as are the child protective service workers.
What are some of the common injuries or methodologies that you have observed that people who are listening today ought to be looking out for? I mean, all kids get into mischief. You know, my kid was a great tree climber, and you know, he'd fall down and get a bruise, and people would look funny at me at the supermarket when I had him in the stroller. Not every injury is abuse, but what should people be looking for?
Things that are out of the ordinary. If a child is abused or bruised or battered on a repetitive basis, bones that are continually broken, and I would suggest that they actually call the center because we can give them so much more information from professionals.
I hear a lot about something called shaken baby syndrome. What's that all about?
Shaken baby. Actually, there's an initiative, the Skipper Initiative. That's the situation where a child is shaken beyond belief and either is physically abused to the point where they very often pass away. And it's sometimes a child is taken. It, just recently, you've all seen in the newspaper, a child was shaken so violently and pushed on the floor that this young child passed away.
This is a very serious topic.
It's very serious. And you cannot use your strength and your force on a child. You cannot take your anger out on a child.
Now, do you also do counseling?
No,
this
we're not.
This is educational stuff. Yes. So then how does that segue into rehabilitating either the child or the abuser out of habits? How do we break that cycle?
What we do is we work with the parents. Now, these are parents who are parents just like anybody here in this room, or these are parents who have history of abuse or drugs or alcohol, or they may be mandated to take a parenting class in order to get their children back or even to have some visitation with their child. We deal with the parents either for 12, 15, 26 weeks, whatever the situation requires. And again, it's little things of how do you deal with anger management? How do you deal with basic hygiene for children? All of the things that we all take for granted. But we also, in addition to that, we deal with special needs parents. These are folks who are developmentally delayed or disabled. These are folks who have no earthly idea of how to take care of a child. And I will share just one thing with you.
Please.
As recently as last week, a child was born, actually 2 weeks ago, this child was born, a magnificent, beautiful child, to a gal who has an incredibly low IQ. This child was allowed to go home with the parent, has since been removed, but this child was allowed to go home with the parent. And when the workers came to check, the child was in a car seat in front of a TV, and the mother was teaching the child how to watch television at 4 days old. And the mother saw nothing wrong with that. Mm. This was not malicious. This was not trying to do harm. This was a mom who was trying to teach what she knew herself.
We've been talking about abuse, beatings, but there's also neglect. If someone sees a kid who's out without a coat regularly, not just the teenagers today who walk around in shorts no matter how cold it is.
That's true.
But what are the signs of neglect? Maybe not abuse, not physical abuse, but just plain neglect and not being properly taken care of. What should we be looking for?
In schools, this becomes very obvious. These are children who, and you talked about the things, they don't have the proper clothing, they don't have the proper nutrition. But if you talk about, these are children who kind of come and go as they please. There's no supervision. It's the caring that's missing in a lot of
the caring and the nurturing.
Exactly. And this is all socioeconomic levels. This is not just, say, folks who perhaps don't have the financial means. This is every, and we were just talking about this a few minutes ago before we went on air. You need to be on you need to hear the warning signs that say, there's nobody there that's looking after me. There's nobody there that cares. I'm kind of a lone spirit.
Well, you're touching on something that we shouldn't be making an assumption that it is socioeconomic.
No, you absolutely cannot.
Okay.
You absolutely.
All right.
Cannot.
Can you talk a little bit more about that?
When I first came to the center, just a little a little more than 2 years ago, my mindset was that, this is just one strata of the economy. I cannot tell you the parents and the children that we see. The parents are coming in Mercedes-Benz, the high-end cars, the very expensive clothing. As I sometimes see in the parenting classes, we have, from the topest echelon, which I will not name names or categories, the topest echelon, most top echelon in Dutchess County, down to folks who are underprivileged.
Let me remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on the Hudson Valley Radio Network. This is Jonah Treibwasser. My co-host is Sarah O'Connell. Our very special guest, Sue Gould of the Center for Prevention of Child Abuse. And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org. This close. After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are this close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary right here on the Hudson Valley Radio Network. I am Sarah O'Connell with my co-host, Jonah Treboiser. And today we're chatting with Sue Gold, who is the executive director of the Center for Prevention of Child Abuse. And this month, Sue, is Child Abuse Prevention Month, correct?
That's right. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month every year.
And what kind of special events do you have lined up for this?
Oh, well, first we'll start off with Kids Expo. We will do, we're going to have pinwheels for prevention throughout all of the schools. We'll be sending out notices about that. We'll be talking at many, hopefully, Rotaries. And other civic organizations. But the most special thing, we have billboards, we have ads, those kinds of things. But the most special thing that we'll do is our annual benefit and auction, which will be held on April 23rd, 5:30 in the evening at the Grand View. And this is our
fancy.
It's casual and fancy. It's whatever you need it to be.
Now, the Grand View is that new facility by the Hudson River.
Exactly.
Because people do confuse sometimes with the Poughkeepsie Grand Hotel, which is another lovely facility. But we're at the Grand View right next to Shadows.
Exactly. We used to have our event at the Poughkeepsie Grand. We love Maureen Kangas. We love the entire crew. We've outgrown it as far as size.
Oh, so it's an annual, very well attended, apparently.
It's getting bigger and better. It's over 300 people.
Oh, my goodness. And what goes on exactly?
Oh, it's so much fun. We have a silent auction, all kinds of items for men, for women, for children, gift certificates, trips. We have really fun things to share. We also have a live auction, and Rob Doyle, the famous auctioneer from Absolute Auction, is agreed to be our.
Well, that's entertainment. That's a show in and of itself, isn't it?
Speaking of shows, Charlie North is our master of ceremonies this year. So there is the show. He is phenomenal. But it's all kinds of fun.
And there's dinner?
There's dinner. There's cocktails. There's wonderful hors d'oeuvres.
So it's a very full evening.
It is a totally full evening.
And if someone wants to attend, who should they call?
They can call our office 845-454-0595. They can ask for me. My name is Sue. They can ask for Carol, our wonderful office manager, or anybody who picks up the phone would be glad to help you.
Why don't you give the phone number again?
845-454-0595.
And that's April 23rd.
April 23rd, 5:30 at the Grand View.
At the Grand View. Yes.
Yes.
Now, Sue Gold of the Center for Prevention of Child Abuse, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've told us how you got involved in this, but what have you, what was that career in corporate America? By the way, she claims to be retired, but radio audiences don't know. She's very young looking.
And she claims she has grandchildren. I'm amazed by that.
You're all very kind.
We tell the truth. So.
And this is, that you're all very kind. Yes, I have a fabulous, wonderful daughter and family that lives in Bennington, Vermont. I have two, and I do call them amazing grandchildren. Two grandsons, 7 and 9, who are the light of my life, as every grandmother would say. Yes, I did retire. I retired from a very challenging career with DECO Technical Staffing. I was a senior manager for them, in charge of several states and branches, et cetera. It was, we were talking about the fact that it's headhunting and personnel. And when I retired from that, I thought, I'll just do a kind of a little part-time job or volunteer here and there. And you have to be careful what you wish for, because I always thought, I'll work in not-for-profit. It is probably the hardest job I've ever had, the most number of hours, but it's also the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life.
Well, that's terrific, because it is a passion. It's clearly a cause for you,
I
can tell that you really.
For
those of us for those listeners out in radio land, you're missing the expressions and the color in your eyes, and your whole body tells the story as well. So,
well, I have to tell you too. I mean, I've joined a staff of folks who there's seniority there. People who've been there more than 20 years. Now, you don't have that. Mm-hmm. You absolutely don't have that.
Well, that's commitment.
And nobody works there for glory, for financial, you know, nobody
well,
is going to
be. Well, it's nonprofits.
I mean, there are some nonprofits that are, you know, better shape than ours, but there's not one person in that organization who doesn't work there because they care. They care desperately, desperately.
And I understand you are in the city of Poughkeepsie and you're in a facility and you want to expand your physical offices or you want to improve them or have I heard some rumors that
you
way?
You heard good rumors, yeah. We are literally maxed out. We're in a rented facility, which is, you know, we're very kind. The Friends meeting house is very kind to us, but we literally can't get a golf ball in there, never mind another person. So we have almost 25 people in a building that probably should house 10 or 15 tops. So we are totally maxed out as far as space. We can't, even if we had the money, we couldn't hire more staff because there's just literally no place to put them. So, yes, if anybody knows of a building or knows of a facility that wants a wonderful tenant, please call us.
Well, now, Sue, let me ask you a question about your mission, again, to prevent child abuse. You talked to us at length about the educational aspect of it, which sounds great in the schools and other community organizations. Let's talk about the practical hands-on aspect of this. Somebody out there right now is listening and saying, I need help. I don't want to do this to my child again. Or, you know, I'm wondering why the neighbor's child never has a coat or why the neighbor's child's got that black eye. Do you do any hands-on intervention, or do you leave that to law enforcement and social workers?
Yeah, that's social workers and law enforcement. However, every call that comes in, we make sure that we make a referral to the appropriate facility, if it's the state hotline or if it's to law enforcement. We're very fortunate. We have a lot of community collaboration. So please call our number, 845-454-0595, and we'll make sure you get to the right spot.
Now, what is the number one idea that you have, if you could just wave a magic wand to do away with child abuse, what's the number one thing that you'd want to share with our audience in the remaining moments we have on the air?
Wow, that's a tough one. It's really education. To educate the parents, to educate the children, to educate all of the caregivers, I mean, there's just so many things to do, but education is really the key.
Give us your phone number one last time.
845-454-0595.
Sue Gould of the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Anytime at all, thank you so much for having us.
And Sarah, tell us who brought us the show today.
Well, we are in partnership, Jonah, with Rotary District 7210 and the clubs of Arlington Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston Sunrise, Millbrook Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Southern Ulster County.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Trebwasser wishing you and yours all the very best. Join us again next week at this time right here on the Hudson Valley Radio Network.
The Southern Ulster Rotary Club will hold its annual Lieutenant Mark Dooley 5K Race of Honor on Sunday, March 29th, 9:30 a.m., rain or shine. The event will be held at the Plattekill Firehouse just off Route 22 in Plattekill, New York. Pre-registration is $17 and registration the day of the race is $20. That fee includes breakfast at the firehouse and all the runners receive a race t-shirt. Proceeds to benefit the scholarship fund. That's the Lieutenant Mark Dooley 5K race March 29th, Plattekill Firehouse, Plattekill, New York. See you there.